It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Mayor de Blasio was elected on a campaign promise that he would tackle income inequality. WNYC's Elizabeth Kim reports on new data that measure whether he fulfilled his signature goal.
When I said I would take dead aim at the tale of two cities, I meant it.
Back in 2014, the tale of two cities was a metaphor that Mayor de Blasio used for income inequality, something that is notoriously difficult to measure. But WNYC recently asked a group of economists to parse the available data to answer a question. Did income inequality shrink under Mayor de Blasio?
When you look at these ratios, you don't get dramatic changes in the numbers from year to year.
Michael Jacobs is an economist at the Independent Budget Office, a nonpartisan group. Jacobs and a colleague examined tax filings and devised a method to calculate the changes in income among wealthier earners relative to those with lower income.
What's important is there's a steady decline since de Blasio came into office.
In other words, the data shows that income inequality did in fact decline between 2014 and 2019. Not only that, it's also a historic shift. James Parrott is an economist at the New School who has studied income inequality in New York City across decades.
The degree of improvement in the last several years is probably historically large, and maybe larger than any period of improvement since the 1960s. That's a long span of time.
Not everyone is impressed. Nicole Gelinas is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a conservative think tank. She says solving income inequality wasn't a realistic goal to begin with.
Are there things that the city can do to ameliorate the effects of inequality by giving people more opportunity? Sure. And, you know, de Blasio is one of many mayors going back 100 years who have added something to that mix of things.
But how much did de Blasio's policies contribute to reducing income inequality? Parrott credits him for pro-labor policies, like pushing to raise the minimum wage and settling contracts with municipal unions. He says both measures help lift wages for low-income workers. De Blasio himself points to universal pre-K and the creation of roughly 200,000 units of affordable housing for putting more money in the pockets of the working class. Elizabeth Kim, WNYC News.